the rest of the story. Storm clouds were gathering over Dairy Country. The farmer looked up fretfully into the glowering sky, then out over his herd. They seemed to know, he thought, as they ambled restlessly down the slope. But not even the farmer himself could have imagined the kind of weather approaching. The first drops of rain fell heavily, as though they were larger somehow, or perhaps falling faster than they ordinarily did. They stung the farmer's face as he gazed upward again, trying to read the danger looming over him. The adjoining property was going to be hit hard, low-lying as it was, and the neighbor farmer was well aware of it. At that moment, he was frantically attempting to herd his animals to shelter and safety. The last of them were still lingering in the dry gorge below the pasture when the first clap of thunder rang out. Their owner looked down, watching as the ravine swelled with rain and the stream became a torrent. The animals would drown if he didn't go down there and lead them out. He had raised most of them from birth. He would not give up easily. And yet another neighbor farmer was milking his herd when the deluge began. Now the nervous animals shifted and kicked as they stood in their stalls. The wind was howling now, whipping the trees like grass blades in a breeze. At some point, the farmer must have realized that several young animals, the spring crop, were still afield, because he suddenly bolted from his chores and headed out into the sideways rain. Well, after the storm had passed, the real work began. Counting the herd, cleaning the animals, chasing off the predators, flushed out from the lowland floods. Some of the herds would have to be moved to safer grazing land, at least until the mush was firm underfoot once more, and the visage of nature was smiling again. All that you have just heard, an anxious afternoon in a community of dairy farmers, happens innumerable times every year. All over the world, in similar communities. Yet these farmers, although they live and labor and tend their herds and watch over their pastures on every continent except Antarctica, are all but completely ignored by their neighbors of other species. That's right, I said their neighbors of other species. For the dairymen who raise and groom and protect and milk and manage their herds and do so in an orderly, conscientious fashion are not herding cattle at all. What they are herding are tiny insects, aphids and scale bugs and other plant lice. You see, nature's forgotten dairy farmer, the organized producer and storer and consumer of an insect milk called honeydew, gently herding and milking his aphids with his antenna, is the ubiquitous herder ant. The herder ant. I know, sometimes it's tempting to imagine that we humans are unique in our complex and regimented and sophisticated ways, but now you know we're not all that unique. Because now you know the rest of the story.